Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Sunday, January 9th. Mark, are you watching professional football or not this year?
Oh, yeah. Football, yeah. I always watch it.
And are you feeling upbeat about the season, or are you feeling like, oh, it's just another crappo season for the Jets?
Well, that's a given. Same with the Giants. That's a given. So I really don't care. But I'm looking forward to the playoffs for sure.
I'm looking forward to just getting involved in the playoffs. I used to be a much bigger football fan. This season, I just not as into it. And I'm not into any sports right now because, you know, the Islanders suck so badly. And hopefully by this point, they will have maybe every single person and every single fan will have COVID on the team because it's been a crappy season. My sister-in-law went to the new arena, the new Belmont. She said it was gorgeous. Was so beautiful. I do have to check that out at some point, but that will be well after the COVID era because I'm not going before.
You know what a week from today is, right? A week from January 9th?
What is that?
The Australian Open.
Oh, the Australian Open. Mark and Connie and my sister are the three people in the United States who watch the Australian Open obsessively.
Always been my favorite tennis major for some reason.
Oh my God, the Australian Open. I'll have to watch on your behalf, okay? Maybe.
It's a lot of late night television.
Yeah, because you guys don't sleep for like a whole like month, basically.
A fortnight.
A fortnight indeed. Okay, fair dinkum. Today, we are trying to take the mystery out of Kaylee's life. Kaylee joins us from California. Hi, Kaylee. How can we help you out?
Hi. I just started my career a couple years ago. I graduated from law school 2 years ago, and I am trying to figure out what is the best way for me to move forward. Should I be maxing out my 401k? Should I be focusing on my student loans? Should I have a safety fund or start saving for a down payment on a house?
Wow, that's a lot of questions, Kaylee. So let's start with this. First of all, so congratulations being a working attorney. How much do you earn right now?
About $175 a year.
$175. That's great. Are you working for a law firm or a company right now?
Law firm.
Okay. And does the law firm match 401k contributions?
They match up to 2% of my salary.
Up to 2% of salary. Okay. Got it. Now, what else is going on in your life? You're renting now because you talked about saving for a house. How much is your rent?
It's about $2,100 a month.
Oh, that's kind of cheap considering how much money you're making. That's great. How much do you have in outstanding debt? Tell us about that.
So I have virtually zero credit card debt.
Okay.
I am working on paying off my car. There's about $14,000 left.
What's the, the car, what's the interest rate on the car loan?
It's about 6%.
Okay, got it. And I'm waiting for the big one.
The student loans, about $90,000.
$90,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that mostly from law school or undergrad?
Entirely law school.
What's the rate on that? 6-7%?
A third of it's 6.5%, and about 2/3 of it is 5.5%.
Okay. Right now, if you look at kind of generally speaking, you know, I know you just started a couple of years ago, but you like where you are, right? There's no, you're not moving out of this law practice anytime soon. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. So now, if you look at your cash flow, how are you using your extra surplus cash flow currently? Are you maxing out your retirement account? What have you been doing so far?
So I'm not currently maxing out my retirement account. I am contributing about 6%, and then with the employee, 2% matching.
Great.
And then I am putting the biggest chunk to get down the car loan, which should be paid off in a couple months.
Okay.
And then after that, I will use that payment plus the car loan payment towards the student loans.
Okay. And
my question is I'm putting too much towards my 401k currently.
No, I don't think so. I think, and how old are you? I missed that one thing. What are you, like 25, 30?
About 30.
Okay. I think that putting 6% into the 401k is fine. You're going to get the match no matter what, right? But I like having a 6% just as like a baseline. And then I think if you look at that car loan payment, how much is that on a monthly basis?
It's about $450.
Okay. That $450 plus some amount, I got to believe that there's more money in your cash flow to really apply towards that 1/3 of the student loan debt that's sitting at 6.5%. I'm hoping that there's a way for you to put like $1,000 a month down on the 6.5% loan. Do you think you could do that?
Yes, that's doable.
Totally doable. And then you make, you know, you make your payments on the 5% or the 5.5%, but we want to try to accelerate the 6.5%. That's really the game plan. So I think pay off the car loan, take all the available funds, and as much as possible, pay down that 6.5% loan, and then you're going to accelerate the 5.5% loan. When that 5.5% loan is paid off, you're going to max out your retirement account. You're going to be done. It'll be so easy for you. It's going to be almost silly, I think. You're going to be like, oh, of course, no problem. So that's how I would do it. And I know that there is a case to be made for only putting 2% in your 401k. I still think at age 30-ish that using a 6% number is just fine. I think that as you start to make more money, because is this the kind of firm where you kind of go lockstep up in salary?
Yes.
Okay. So as you make more, you're going to put more down on the loans. This debt will be paid off pretty quickly. And then you will max out your retirement account. I would totally put on hold any plan about a down payment on a house. That is not the priority. I think debt reduction is priority. You know, you're young. Who knows where you go next? Maybe you want to, you know, maybe you're going to get a clerkship, or maybe something cool is going to fall in your lap. And I don't even think you'd want to be tied down by a home at this point anyway. Okay, if you need some help with your priorities, whether it's prioritizing debt or maybe it's prioritizing your financial goals, let us know. Go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Click the contact button. We'll get your note. And on that contact button, guess what happens? On that form, Mark is so smart. He figured out while we were just chatting today, he figured out how to put this on the contact form, coming on the air or not. So please join us on the air. It's a lot more fun and it allows you to skip the line, which is great. Lift someone up today. Grit, growth, grace, a little gratitude. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening.